Tom Clark. I'm from Rock City Falls, New York. I would like to give a big, big thank you to Joe Donahue for his excellent interview with historian Nancy McLean. The book, Democracy in Chains, is something that I think from the interview all of us should read. Thank you again.
This is Edward Nardi from Tyringham, Mass. I think we can take Mr. Trump at his word that by working with Vladimir Putin on this impenetrable cyber barrier, we'll take care of these things. It will take care of them. We'll never know they happened from now on.
Hi, this is J.D. Ayers calling from Springfield, Massachusetts, and I'm just calling to join in with those people who are really appreciating the bumper music. The bumper music has been absolutely wonderful, and I have been enjoying it for quite a while now, saying you really should call and tell them how much you enjoy the bumper music. So I'm joining those who are enjoying the bumper music. So thanks a lot for the bumper music and all the other stuff, of course. Thanks. Keep up the good work. Love you. Bye.
Bob Fallon, Greenwich, New York. I had a laugh the other day when I heard on AMC Donald Trump talking about how foreign countries had stolen the jobs away. They didn't take the job. They were just the recipients of all the greedy corporations' desire to put the factories over in areas such as Mexico, China, yada, 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 where the average wage is not even $10 a day. It had nothing to do with the countries. It's interesting, too, that as far as I know, Donald Trump is still making his ties in Bangladesh and other countries, yet he's talking about bringing back jobs to America.